Right, so welcome everyone. Today is July the 21st, 2021, and this is our whole life healing call, deep waters call, new Jesus call with Alex. And this is a time for you to be able to interact with Alex, share your comments on any of the videos or the teachings that he's been sharing with us today. And I will instruct you on how to interact with him in just a moment. Let me read this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Alex Lloyd or myself, Johanna Chan, or you if you choose to share. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. All right, so if you are on the phone and you want to interact with Alex, please press *9 on your phone, and that's going to raise your hand. When your hand is raised, I'll be able to unmute you so that you can interact with Alex. If you are on the web, you can look on that screen and you'll see where you can raise your hand, or you can type in a question and I can read it for Alex. So Alex, go ahead and give us a little brief about what we are doing today.
All right, we this week on YouTube, and by the way, my wife and I just moved, and our family and the company, we just moved. So we're all here safe and sound, but there's boxes everywhere and we're a little bit tired, but looking forward to revving things back up here in a new location. This week, we are talking on deep water about healthcare and health insurance. And, you know, there's what I've discovered is there's a lot more to that than most people realize. Everyone's heard of Obamacare. Everyone's heard of the new Biden care. Everyone was aware of what Trump was trying to do. But what most people don't realize is that in 1986, a new piece of legislation was passed into law, and it is still law today. And what that legislation says is that any American citizen can walk in any hospital in America and be cared for whether they can afford it or not. And that every hospital in America receives government funding for that in order to treat people who either can't or don't pay for their medical care. And that is law today. And so we get into some nitty gritty as we talk about it on YouTube. What are the implications of that? Why do we need Obama or Biden care or Trump, whatever he wanted? Why do we need any of that if we already have this on the book? And it largely comes down to a matter of money, I believe. And I believe there are some ways to solve that, and maybe some easier ways to solve it and some cheaper ways to solve it than the way we've been going about it. So check that out and use it as a discussion starter and talk to your family, the people that you care about, and see if you've seen this angle before on healthcare. Most people who see it say they haven't. And then in the New Jesus this week, we're talking about quit worrying about sin, that it is not about sin anymore. But almost every believer I know is either worried about sin or they're a perfectionist so that they feel like they don't have to worry because they're doing it so right. But in my experience, they tend to worry about it more than anybody does. So it's not working. It backfires on them. And all of that has been taken away now as far as sin. sin's been taken care of for every person in the universe since the dawn of time. It's been taken care of. Well, when you solve a problem, typically you quit worrying about it, right? I mean, if you had the flu, you're going to be really worried about the flu for 10 days, right? You're going to think about almost nothing else. But 2 weeks after the flu is gone, you're not going to every day be thinking about the flu when you had it or worried about getting it again or whatever. Now, you know, maybe a half of 1% of the population are hypochondriacs, and they would be worried about it even though they didn't have it. But the rest of us wouldn't. When a problem is resolved and solved, we're supposed to quit worrying about that and go on to the next thing, which in this case would be grace and health and happiness and gratitude and positivity. But you can't go to those places as long as you're worried about sin, either that you've already done or thinking about doing right now or doing sometime in the future. Well, that is wasted time because sin has been resolved once and for all. Yes, for you and every person as well. So let's quit worrying about sin and get to what we should be using our mental energy on to make our lives better and the world a better place and for the people, for those that we love and care about. But there's a whole lot more to this. So please don't just take this. If you haven't seen the teaching on YouTube, please check that out. And by the way, I've announced this. This will be the third week in a row now. And since last week, I have heard of another group that is using the new Jesus recordings as discussion starters, small group Bible study, etc. And that's really exciting to me. And if you would be interested in that, contact us, excuse me, and we'll help you any way we can. But that's it for me, Johanna. I'm happy to try to answer something if I can.
Okay, so thank you, Alex. If you are on the phone, you can raise your hand by pressing *9. That's going to raise your hand. I'll be able to unmute your line so you can interact with Alex. If you are on the web, you can click the little hand you'll see down there on the screen, or you can type in a Q&A question. So if you are on the phone and you want to raise your hand, you have something you'd like to share with Alex or ask him, *9 if you're on the phone. And I don't see anyone raising their hand, although I see Marilyn and she usually raises her hand. So Marilyn, did you have something? I just noticed your...
Well, let's don't push her into a question. She may just want to relax today.
Yeah, well, she wakes up so early to get all these calls. Okay, so here she is. She did raise her hand. Let me open your line, Marilyn.
I'm sorry, Marilyn, I hope we didn't guilt you into a question.
No, I just needed to wake up, that was all. Can you hear me?
Yes,
ma'am, okay. I can.
On this week's video, we talked about being a slave to sin and Satan, and then you talk about being a slave, I think, to God. And I'm curious why the word slave, because to me slave means I have no choice.
Marilyn, I didn't understand all the words you said. Could you say that again, please? I'm sorry. I haven't gotten the hard line yet at my new location, so I'm on my cell, but I couldn't understand what you said. I'm missing something.
Okay, I'll just change rooms. That might give me a better thing. I'm not sure if I remember correct. I went looking again last night, listening for it, and I couldn't find it. But if I remember correctly, you said on this week's video about being a slave to Satan, to evil. And then you talked about being a slave, I thought, to God. And I'm curious why the word slave, I would have thought more a servant, because slave to me sounds like, to me, is you have no choice.
One of the Psalms written by David, and it's, I've actually heard it that passage written into a song that was pretty popular. And David said, I believe it was David. I may be wrong, but I think it was. He said, "Pierce my ear," speaking to God. Okay, pierce my ear. And what piercing the ear meant was that you were a slave. Now, no one that I'm aware of back in that day and time voluntarily became a slave, but that's what David is talking about. He's talking about voluntarily becoming a slave of God. And there's other passages too that talk about, okay, you know, most slaves back then, after like 7 years, they were turned loose, okay? But occasionally you would have a slave who was turned loose who would go back to the master and basically say, "I want to re-up." And the reason would be because he loved his master. His master was loving, kind, protected him, gave him plenty of food, was kind to him, treated him, you know, like a real person, maybe even an equal, you know, that sort of thing. And that really did happen during those periods of time. It was unusual, but it did happen. And that's the metaphor and reference from Scripture about, if you really understand who God is, that he is all powerful, but at the same time, he is love. He is not capable of anything that is not love toward Marilyn. I mean, think about that. And he's all powerful. Well, everybody wants that kind of father and mother, only nobody gets one that good. But what if you did? What if you had a perfect father, all powerful, never had one 5 second event in your entire life, Marilyn, where your father was not doing the perfect, best, positive, most encouraging, loving, kind, upbuilding, protecting thing that was exactly what you needed? What if you, I mean, you would never want to leave that. And if you ever found it, that would be like your Shangri-La. It'd be like, "Oh my goodness. Yes, of course I want that." And I believe Satan tries to counterfeit virtually everything that God does. Okay? Everything. Okay? So where you've got love, you've also got selfishness. Where you've got joy, you've got sadness and depression. You know, even worldviews where that say, "No, this God is not the real God. It's this God who's the real God." I believe that some of those were engineered by Satan as because he creates kind of the opposite of everything God does that's good. So Satan wants you to be his slave as well. And he may know, I think he knows that in most cases he can't keep you from being saved or cause you to go from saved to lost. But what he can do is mess up your life and especially keep you from passing it on to somebody else, because your life is messed up, even if you are saved. So I believe, and one of my favorite preachers of all time,